This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. If you've been at the grocery store or listened to the radio or been at an election rally and suddenly a song comes on that you hadn't heard in years, you might start singing along and you almost feel like you've traveled back in time. You remember how you felt, what your life was like back when that song was popular. Well, one nonprofit in Texas is using this concept to help patients with dementia. Lucia Benavides reports.
All right, Miss Mecki, you ready for some Julio?
72-year-old Marilyn Mecki is a post-stroke patient with dementia at a rehabilitation center in San Antonio, Texas. She's got her iPod and a playlist that includes Elvis, Patsy Cline, and the Beatles. Today, she's listening to Julio Iglesias.
That's her favorite. She kind of grew up in the valley, and her sister said that she really loved listening to him. So
that's Christy Duarte, marketing director at the facility. She helps coordinate a program that brings music to patients with dementia with the help of a nonprofit called Music Project. Mecki normally just stares at the ground, but once the music comes on, she starts looking around the room.
There we go. There you are.
The program incorporates music into patients' everyday lives. Candace Slusher, co-founder of the project, says music can give them a better quality of life. It can also be a substitute for drugs.
It's really all about reducing the need for, as needed, psychotropic medications.
Those medications can make patients groggy and less coordinated. Since the program began, there's been a 60% drop in patient falls. The Texas Department of Aging and Disability Services has a goal of bringing this type of music program to more than 1,200 facilities statewide.
We know that when people listen to music, there are actually physical responses that come about.
Bob Duke heads the Division of Music and Human Learning at the University of Texas in Austin and has researched the relationship between music, memory, and motor skills. He says music elicits a kind of memory that can stimulate the body in many ways.
Because it does trigger some memories that are retrievable even after suffering from dementia. I think everyone in the interaction feels positive about that.
Music Project runs on fundraisers and donated iPods. Each patient's playlist is created by staff with suggestions from the patient's family. Last time Mecki's sister came to visit, the two sat down with their iPod and headphone splitter and spent an hour together just listening. In Austin, I'm Lucia Benavides for Marketplace.